This is our video about what we do with this stupid thing I bought that we're now stuck with. Welcome to another episode of Mike, Jay, and Rich Ruin Famous Movie Props by attempting to restore them.
Preservation, Mike. It's called preservation. That's what it's called when you drill holes in priceless artifacts.
Welcome back. Last time we ruined... Okay.
So the Enterprise was pretty successful. We ruined the Gremlins, though. We ruined the f*** out of those gremlins.
No, I fixed the brown gremlin finally.
Okay.
I just squirted hot glue in its neck. I discussed this earlier, but it was that or send it off somewhere in the mail and it was going to get damaged shipping or it delays on our shelf forever. So I took hot glue and I filled it with hot glue. And it's great. It's working great. So anyways, the next priceless movie prop that was acquired by us, that no one bid on but us, is the Deep Space Nine USS Defiant helm control panel.
Nobody bid on that but you.
Nobody bid. Because it was in terrible condition.
Yeah, but...
And this is where I will kind of defend us and our amateur restoration process, because we don't know what we're doing.
Yes.
We do things as best as we can.
Uh-huh.
And that's all I'll say about that.
You do it with love, Mike.
With love.
You do it with love.
Yeah.
Ooh! It's okay.
So we bid on the helm control for the USS Defiant. The main helm control, usually piloted by Jadzia Dax, sometimes random other people, but it was in very bad condition, cracked in half. The paper was coming off the bottom. It was a wreck, and no way to display it either. It has to be backlit, pretty powerfully backlit.
Yeah.
In order, or else it just looks like a
black,
piece of curved black plexiglass.
A broken plexiglass. Piece of curved black plexiglass.
Yes. Well, that was a tongue twister.
Peter Piper picked the pickled peppers.
That's right. You got that out.
Yeah, I know. It's weird the way my brain works.
Yeah. So our last adventure, we had a destroyed Enterprise. Again, it's in pieces, and it's crumbling, and it's wrapped in mummy cloth. It's wrapped in gauze, and it's crumbling, and we restored it, and we hung it up beautifully on our wall, and still everyone complained.
They complained about that?
Yeah.
What do they complain about specifically?
They said we should have used a 3D printer to recreate pieces and make a thing. And
we didn't have a fucking 3D printer.
I don't know what they wanted. We did our best, but it's not in a heaping pile of trash anymore. In someone's basement or garage. And I think this Deep Space Nine panel was run over by a car at some point, or they ripped it out of the console and broke it when they were tearing the set down.
Yeah.
And somebody grabbed it and said, "Give me that." And it ripped the paint. Like, it's a black piece of plexiglass. It's a stenciled out Elkar's numbers and like another layer of gel, like photography gel, colored gels.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a cheaply made thing that's screwed. There's screw holes in it to attach it. And it's lit from underneath. That's all it is.
Yeah, made to look good on a standard definition TV set that was 20 inches across.
Yeah, it wasn't in a lot of shots. Mm-hmm. It was mainly forward shots. You see it over the shoulder every now and then. I have some stills here, some clips to show it. So it wasn't. You don't really see that too much. So on our Patreon, we released a unboxing video of me opening this up when we got it and kind of looking at it and going, oh, fuck. What do we do with this? What do we do? Mm-hmm. And that was probably, I don't know, how long ago, Jay? 6 years ago? How long has it been? It's been an ongoing headache.
Yeah.
I won't say nightmare, I'll say headache.
Yeah.
It's been a little bit on the back burner.
I mean, you know.
A trial and error process of what do we do with this? It's like the Enterprise. It's like we know here's all the parts. We got to display it. It's got to look exploded, you know. But there was more of an obvious course of action there. This was like, what do we do? So our first attempt was a complete disaster.
You bought I'm assuming that was a pre-built light thing.
Well, first of all, the shape of the helm panel is, it's not a nice square.
You can't buy like a box that they manufacture to put it in.
Right, because we have, I'm curious what company or who makes that. We have a panel from TNG. It's that light up medical display. And that's in a perfectly sized light up frame. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know how bright that is, how many LED, it must be an LED.
Did you buy the frame for that?
It came with it. Okay. So someone else had restored it.
Someone might have had it like custom built.
So what have you decided on?
We're going to go with the spray paint. The high performance enamel Rust-Oleum spray paint. Meant for metal. It will block the light well enough and look even. And then I'm done with this. Our first attempt was to buy a LED light up box thing, which was kind of like a poster case.
Okay, for poster display, it's like movie poster.
That was the only thing I could find. I looked everywhere and it had the snaps, you know, and the sides meant for like a, you know, a tiny, thin, transparent thing to put up at like a trade show or a movie
not
poster.
A quarter inch thick piece of plexiglass.
The plexiglass was too thick and the light was not bright enough. So we ended up putting that on there and in hindsight, it was a terrible idea. But it was our only idea. What did we put it down? And of course the plexiglass from the helm panels all warped and cracked and bent. It doesn't lay completely flat. Mm-hmm. And the poster case has like a clear plastic, like the case thing. And so we're like, well, how do we stop the other light from coming up around it? Well, let's slap 50 layers of paint on it.
Elegant solution.
It was elegant. And I thought, well, maybe then at least we can hang it on the wall and it'll light up. It'll be in a little case. It'll be fine.
We should be embarrassed.
I know.
That's what we tried to do.
I know. It's shameful and embarrassing that we even went that route. It's like a fifth grader would have come up with a better idea.
Look, Thomas Edison went through like hundreds of different versions of the light bulb before he got one that worked, Mike.
Again, trial and error.
Yeah.
Or as we said earlier, error and error.
error and error again. But you know what? In the face of adversity, you were defiant.
So then, after that failure, we were going to give up, and we were going to take the two broken halves of this stupid prop and put it in a drawer, as the previous owner did.
Yeah, yeah.
But we said, hey, let's try it again. Why don't we go to the root?
I think I suggested building like a custom frame just out of wood.
Yeah, and I said, well, yeah, let's do that because let's go back to how the prop is meant to be displayed. screwed into some kind of wooden base with lights underneath it.
Because we noticed it had pre-drilled holes.
It had some pre-drilled holes that survived. Some had some cracks in them, but...
It wasn't like a pristine, actual futuristic control panel. Like, the prop people literally used screws to put that in wood. That's how that was meant to be used.
Exactly, exactly. You see those screws in all sorts of close-ups in Star Trek. Like, they made plexiglass panels, they taped...
I mean, there's electrical tape that was behind the actual prop that we did not put there.
Right. No, it's on the outside of the prop.
Yeah, but that was... Yeah, true. It was even on the outside.
There was... because light was coming through.
It looks like they had a light bleed, and just the easiest fix they had was... they just stuck electrical tape on it.
Yeah. And because the shot is, you know, panning around the bridge, and no one's going to see that electrical tape.
Yeah.
So I think that might have been in the production at some point. We made the wood frame first.
I tried to use a router. The idea was to get like a groove in the wood, not all the way through the wood, just a groove in the wood deep enough to put the lights in.
Yes.
Which was a pain in the ass. I don't know if I told you, when I was doing that with the router, I almost started a fire. I'm like, got the router going in there, and I saw smoke start to come up, and I noticed, in the sawdust, this giant pile of sawdust, there's a little orange glowing ember. And I just went and got some water, started just pouring water on the whole
friction
front of it.
Friction creates heat.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you should know about fire safety.
I should.
First French fries, now this. Rich created three quarters inch deep, what are we calling it?
Indentation?
Indentation.
Yeah.
In the shape of the panel. The panel would go on top, and there would be a three quarter inch gap to where...
With lights underneath that.
We would take our LED lights. Jay got LED lights strips that are very bright, much brighter than the grid LEDs on that poster case. Those were very weak. So me and Jay, we laid them all down as a test, laid the panel down. The panel was still too close to the LED lights to where there was not enough diffusion, and we saw like hot spots of lights peeking through the glowing Elkar's numbers.
Yeah.
Which was like, no, it has to be even. First idea was to raise the panel away from the wood,
dumb. That's, I don't know why you thought to do that. That's just dumb.
Jay thought.
Oh, Jay.
The first thing that came to my mind.
The idea was we have to have more separation from the light strips and the panel. So the only thing Jay thought of at the time was to raise the panel up. But then at some point it clicked with me. I'm like, the panel, the plastic thing, the panel has holes in it. It's meant to be drilled to wood. We can make new holes. Let's drill it to the wood and let's extend the backside instead of the top. And then it'll look nicer. And so we're like, well, how do we extend it without adding more wood and more weight? And then Jay, where I'll give credit where credit is due, discovered that we have 2-inch thick, giant chunks of foam board left over from probably the Halloween set.
Kind of the Halloween set.
When you made the...
clown.
The big clown.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so he's like, well, let's make the same... Because we decided on this shape like this. Not an exact border cutout around the panel, but we left a little on the bottom.
Yeah.
For a logo and display and a flat bottom, too, to perhaps display it somewhere. So we're like, we cut the same shape in styrofoam. The foam brought the lights further down and further away from the buttons, the panel. So we have the original Deep Space Nine prop drilled to our wooden frame with a cutout hole behind it. And that is glued now to a 2-inch thick styrofoam backing with another depression into the styrofoam in the shape of that. And inside that, we took the LED light strips, and which have a convenient sticky back. Then the moment of truth came where we had to assemble everything and flick all the lights on and see. We did do an initial test to make sure that there were no blotches before we
did everything.
I was like, okay, it's good. Just fucking fill it with lights, put it all together, turn it on. Looks great.
Lights. Light them up.
Whoa!
Looks good.
Looks fucking amazing. And it's now nicely attached. Our next step is, the backing has been glued. Our next step is to now permanently glue a black border around the edge where the pink styrofoam is visible, because it's, of course, ugly.
Yeah.
And then after that, you have your stencil. Oh, so I was curious, you know, because I originally had thought that this prop came from the Denise and Michael Okuda collection, because they had a bunch of stuff on Prop Store, and I think I misremembered. And it wasn't. Mm. It was not from their collection. And through some of my elite Star Trek connections, I was able to talk to Michael Okuda himself.
Oh, nice.
Via email.
Yeah, but you know, it's
I was connected to Michael Okuda, and I said, this was from your collection, foolishly. Mm-hmm. I didn't double check. And he's like, oh, that wasn't. I looked at the Prop Store page. That wasn't from my collection, but I'm guessing at some point it was swapped out. I don't quite remember though.
Yeah.
So the mystery's still out there. He wasn't quite sure if it was, but he thinks it probably was at some point. So maybe after season 4, season 5, someone said, "Fuck, we'll rip this out. We got to get a new one in there."
Update.
So I have some new and exciting updates. Jay, you're going to be super interested in this. I went through and I found as many episodes of Deep Space Nine that the Defiant was in. I found shots of the helm panel. And the first thing I noticed was the helm control panel does indeed have blinky lights. And I was like, oh, well, these aren't blinky. How does that work? So I decided to contact Michael Okuda one more time. I didn't want to bother him. The man, the legend himself. And I asked him about the blinky lights first. And here's a bunch of shots where I noticed the blinky lights, lights going on and off on the stencil and the corresponding buttons that are, you know, permanent. And I was thinking the way they did that was probably, you know, just isolating that particular button. And I did confirm with Michael Okuda that that's exactly what they did. They took cardboard and had a separate light that would go on and off. And he even confirmed, because this was a question in my head, was I noticed the button colors were slightly different than the gel. And I was like, oh no, is this not the right panel? And it turns out that, you know, the main light source, the color temperature of the secondary blinky bulb can be a different color temperature, and which would affect the color of the gel. So I was like, okay. So, but I noticed then the same helm configuration throughout seasons 3, 4, and 5. And Mr. Okuda said that if they did replace the panel, more than likely they changed the LCAR's configuration, because if they're gonna replace it, they change it. So I noticed a change starting in season 6. You can see on the left side of the panel, there's like a little schematic of the Defiant itself and some other changes. So I was like, okay, that's a different panel. So I confirmed two things. I'm pretty sure the panel is from when the Defiant first appeared in season 3 up to the end of season 5.
Update. Have you been watching Severance? The new season is really good. I wish we had a Severance elevator like when I came into the studio.
Mm-hmm.
When I left here, I wouldn't have to remember the last 30 minutes of my life of you talking endlessly about Star Trek.
Wouldn't it be fun if Severance was a spinoff of Party Down? And it was just the same character?
There's still time to do that. That could be the revelation.
He would say to Milchick, are we having fun yet? How did you know that?
It would trigger something in his brain.
Yeah. How did you know that? We've gone off topic into comedy territory. Back to the Star Trek panel video. Let's just say, is it better now than it was before?
Probably.
Okay. You'll at least.
It's better now than it was before.
Yeah. You know what I learned though? While we may be half-wit Midwestern buffoons, we do our best approaching a problem. We may not have all the technical know-hows. You're pretty good at woodworking, carpentry. Jay knows about tools. I'm kind of the idea man.
Mm-hmm.
Ignoring my first idea.
Look, you didn't say they were all good ideas.
I didn't say they're all good ideas, but
it was certainly an idea.
I kind of look at a problem and go, what's a better solution to this? Can we do this? And then we all discuss it. We figure out the best thing we could do to save the prop within our means and abilities. And I think we did a pretty good job with this one.
Yeah.
Command authorization required.
It's much easier to buy a prop that just sits on a shelf. You know, like that we have the Pepsi Perfect bottle, we have a baby Bink, right? Do we have a baby? We have several baby Binks.
Do you want to restore a baby Bink?
No.
Does she have a bunch of hot glue in its head?
Hey, that gremlin turned out great. So Rich, you did the stencil?
Yeah.
How did it come out? Can I see it? Did you take a picture of how it came out?
No, I didn't take a picture. I forgot to take a picture.
Okay. I'm going to go take a look at it now.
Are you sure? We can do it tomorrow.
No, I'm going to take a look
sure?
at it.
Sure. I mean, I got to feed the parking meter.
Oh, okay.
You're